AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it is 9:30 on a Thursday morning. Opportunity for a little bit of K1 car talk with the folks from Dundas Family of Autos. Jason's in. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. How are you this morning?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, we had a fantastic 4th of July celebration all around the United States, but particularly here in Northeast Oklahoma. I was downtown at Bartlesville's, but I know Dewey had a great celebration. Owosso, Tulsa, Copan, Nowata.
How was the crowd at Freedom Fest,
we
Charlie?
Had a nice crowd. I would easily say a couple thousand or more people downtown Bartlesville. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Yeah. It's such a good event, and thank you to the Kiwanis Club for putting that on, yeah. The Kiwanis of Bartlesville, and what a nice group of people, Charlie.
They work very hard, particularly for youth programs, but I mean, that's their mission, but still, they work hard at everything they do. With the Sooner Junior, obviously the Youth Fishing Derby, and again, right now, Freedom Fest.
So, it's just a fantastic group of people. My hat goes off to them. Thank you, Kiwanis, for everything that you do here in the community.
Yep, absolutely.
So how was the rest of your weekend? Did anything eventful?
Boy, I tell you, it was just enjoying the fireworks that I could see while we were watching Bartlesville. I could see Dewey's going off in the background, and just everything else is. It was a fun weekend.
No, that's fantastic. Yeah. We I think I mentioned last week I was on my way up to Chicago to pick up my wife and my niece.
Fortunately, the Cubs were out of town.
That's right. We did manage to get to Wrigley Field to see. Okay. A little music show, and
good deal.
That was a lot of fun.
It's one of the few classic ballparks that are left.
It's such a beautiful field, yeah. And then we made it back to Oklahoma, slid into Tulsa just in time to see the fireworks going off along Riverside.
That is another great vantage point for fireworks. I think fireworks along the river, I don't care whether you're talking about, I used to watch them in Peoria, Illinois. It's just one of those things that, and I've seen the fireworks for Fair St. Louis just outside of Busch Stadium a number of times along the Mississippi River. Along the river is a good place for fireworks.
It really is.
Yeah.
So the trip was relatively uneventful for me, Charlie, save for one thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I was on I-44.
Okay.
I was going to jump off to see my sister in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Got on an exit ramp on 141 just outside of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And parked, sitting still on the exit ramp, Charlie. I look in my rear view mirror, and there is a Toyota Tacoma coming at me at a high rate of speed, pulling a trailer.
Oh, boy.
Charlie, I got to experience what it's like to be the cream filling in the middle of a five-car pileup. And
that Toyota apparently was not equipped with the crash detection.
It sure wasn't. Yeah. And it was a gentleman who was pulling a trailer, new camper that he had just purchased for the 4th of July, and brand new at pulling a trailer. Didn't realize that mass has a little bit of momentum, and just creamed into all of us.
Need to send him back to high school physics class.
Pretty much, or early driver's ed.
That too, yeah.
So it sort of prompted me, Charlie, to maybe focus this morning's discussion a little bit on some of the safety features that the newer vehicles have, and you mentioned one of them, the ability to automatically brake.
It's a nice, and you can, just before you even get into any of those, and I forget there's a specific name for that sticker that's usually on the passenger side of the brand new car. It gives you the, 1 through 4 stars on different safety ratings. That's a great place to start right there, right?
It really is. While I'm an advocate for people maintaining their vehicles and hanging on to them as long as possible, I've got to say the new safety features on on the 2017s and the newer vehicles,
mm-hmm.
If you're driving a vehicle that doesn't have all of these safety features, it's worth considering a new vehicle. Just for the safety features.
It really is, because they've built in a lot of automatic detection, whether it's lane detection, or we talked about the automatic braking, you're going to hit some of the others, but they are there to help, again, keep you safer in event of something happening.
Well, they sure are. Now, first of all, the Toyota Camry that I drive, which is about to go in for some major body work.
Oops.
No kidding. So the Toyota Camry took the impact incredibly well. I'm driving a 15. Mm-hmm. It's I was hit essentially on the rear quarter section of the vehicle. Probably the truck that hit me, he was probably still going about 35, 40 miles an hour when I took the impact. Now, there was one vehicle behind me that took the brunt of the impact, but I got a pretty good smacking.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how the vehicle basically peeled away, the Camry basically peeled away in order for the outer shell of the Camry to take the majority of the impact. And then the frame took some of the impact, but most of the energy from the vehicle that hit me was absorbed pretty much by the outer shell of the Camry.
You know, a lot of those safety, that ability to deflect the energy of the collision, those are lessons that were learned in professional racing, in IndyCar, in
exactly.
Formula One racing, where they're going real fast.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm so grateful that Toyota and the other manufacturers have used that kind of test bed. It kept me from being seriously injured. I was a little surprised my airbags didn't deflate or inflate. The restraint system definitely kicked into system, pulled me into the seats. That was pretty impressive. And then to see, like I said, the outer shell of the car take most of the impact. Now, on the newer Toyotas, the 17s and above, they have what Toyota calls Toyota Safety Sense. Some of the key features of Toyota Safety Sense, the automatic braking that you and I were just talking about, Toyota calls this their pre-collision system, and there are two levels of pre-collision system. All of the 17s are coming with the PC TSSC pre-collision system. It uses an in-vehicle camera and a laser to detect the vehicle in front of your car. When PCS determines the possibility of a front collision, it prompts the driver to take evasive action by brake or by turning, gives you an audio and visual alert, and then if you don't take any action in what the computer on the vehicle considers the right amount of time, it will actually apply the brakes so that you avoid a frontal collision.
Okay, that is a great feature right there, because even if you have that front-end collision, because it applied the brakes, you at least are going to get less impact.
Exactly. It'll definitely reduce the impact or avoid a collision.
Yeah.
And to me, that's almost magic. Now, here's a feature that I don't have currently on the Camry, but I'm looking forward to on my next vehicle, just for the safety of the people around me, is lane departure alert.
That is a great feature, yeah.
It gives the vehicle the ability to determine whether you're starting to drift out of your lane, deviate out of your lane, and the system automatically alerts you with a little audio and visual alert. On the Fords, I believe that the steering wheel actually jiggles a little bit, and it'll wake you up, get you back into your lane.
That's part of, I think, originally was the idea that people do overdrive themselves. They fall asleep at the wheel, or for that matter, just a conversation with the person next to you. You're looking to the right instead of looking straight ahead.
Exactly.
And then the hand goes with it.
Exactly. And, you know, I drive back and forth on Highway 75 every day.
Yes, you do.
It is not uncommon for me to see somebody drift, especially it seems like people drift over to the right.
Yeah.
Right out of their lane. And I can't say that I haven't been guilty of that from time to time myself. And having lane departure, it is going to prevent people from drifting out of their lanes and into other cars. Mm-hmm. The next feature on the Toyotas that really makes sense to me is what they call automatic high beams. Now, this is something that's available on all of the new Toyotas, or actually built into all of the new Toyotas. It's a safety system to help drivers see more what's ahead of them at night. Mm-hmm. When enabled, the automatic high beams use a camera to detect the headlights of oncoming cars, mm-hmm. and then the taillights of preceding vehicles to automatically switch between high beam and low beam. Mm-hmm. Especially when I'm driving, you know, let's say I'm taking a little trip from Bartlesville out to Pawhuska, or head out towards Nowata at night. Mm-hmm. I'm of that age where I like to crank on the high beams, and sure. I like to see everything that's around me. And an automatic high beam system that keeps you from blinding the oncoming driver, but still lets you get the broadest stream of light. That just makes sense to me.
You know, I remember that feature, and it was much more clumsy back then than it is now. That was available on some of the luxury vehicles of the late 50s, early 60s, the Lincoln Continentals and the like. It was a little sensor on the dashboard, basically, that I don't know if it was anything more than electric eye, and any time that it found a light bright source, it says, oh, turn the high beams down.
You know? Some of these things are just... And they make so much common sense, you have to wonder why they haven't been on vehicles since the get-go.
Yeah.
Now, one system that I believe is going to save some lives, is probably already saving lives, it's Toyota's pre-collision system with pedestrian detection. This, to me, is amazing.
Yeah.
The PCS pre-collision system uses an in-vehicle camera and a front grille-mounted millimeter wave radar. So essentially, every Toyota that you're driving, every 2017 and above, is going to be equipped with its own front-facing radar.
Good.
In certain conditions, the PCS system may also detect a passenger in front of your vehicle. So not only, or a pedestrian in front of your vehicle. So not only is the PCS radar and camera system looking out for vehicles in front of you, it is looking out for two-legged pedestrians. Now, I did read an article once recently. Apparently, puppy dogs, not on the list on the PCS system.
One thing I was going to ask, okay, you mentioned two-legged, and I understand why, but other four-legged creatures tend to run out in front of us, too.
I think an early deer detection system
exactly
would...
Exactly the same thing I was thinking.
I cannot understand why that isn't built in yet, but boy, I may fire off a quick letter to Toyota as soon as I get back to the shop.
The Insurance Institute and all the insurance companies would mandate that I don't know what the amount is that they pay nationally for deer damage, but it's got to be huge.
It has to be just based on the number of bumper hunters that show up at Dunge's Collision,
yeah.
With a little fur on their bumper. it seems like there must be more than a few out there. So the PCS, the pre-collision system with pedestrian detection, it actually uses the in-vehicle camera to detect a potential pedestrian based on the size, profile, and motion of the detected pedestrian. So in other words, the camera and the radar actually are determining whether the motion in front of you is... you know, something just blowing across the road versus a pedestrian. So it's looking at the surrounding brightness, the motion, the posture, the size, and angle of the potential detected pedestrian. And if it feels that there's a pedestrian in front of you, it prompts you to take evasive action by brake and using an audio and visual alert. And again, if you don't take action in a timely manner, the PCS system takes over for you and actually kicks on the brake.
Wow. that would be handy. And also, if you are the pedestrian out in front of the vehicle, you're going to thank some engineer somewhere along the line.
Exactly. I think we're moving towards an era where pedestrian accidents may be a thing of the past. Now, the final aspect of Toyota's safety suite is dynamic radar cruise control. And I don't know whether you've traveled in a vehicle that's been equipped with dynamic cruise control.
No, but it sounds like a marvelous idea. I know Toyota's not the only vehicle manufacturer out there. They call it different things. They brand it differently.
Exactly. Ford has the same safety feature on their vehicles, and so does Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Now, what dynamic cruise control does is, again, using radar, locks onto the vehicle that is in front of you, and as you set cruise control, rather than a constant speed like conventional cruise control, dynamic cruise control uses the motion of the vehicle in front of you to adjust the speed that you are traveling at. So essentially, you set your speed, but the cruise control will keep you from drifting up onto the bumper of the vehicle in front of you.
Yeah, and how many times driving by, particularly on interstate speeds, have we come upon someone who, yes, they were passing the vehicle because the whole thing was just tied up in two-lane traffic all going the same direction, but not all of us are going the same speed.
Consistent speed on the highway is such a good thing. So, the combination of all these safety features on the Toyotas, on the Fords, on the Lincolns, Charlie, it really all adds up to making both you and your passengers, as well as the people around you, much safer. I imagine as we continue our march towards more automated vehicles, mm-hmm. The number of injuries, the number of deaths, the number of collisions is going to continue to fall. And I can't see that as anything but a good thing.
I like the idea that Toyota and the other manufacturers are, first of all, a noise somewhere along the line, a jerk of the steering wheel, alerts the human that's in charge first, and then if the human doesn't take action, then the computer overrides a few things.
Exactly. With the Toyota model of where they are going with automated vehicles, mm-hmm. They're taking the tact of not a completely hands-off vehicle. They are moving towards driver assist, mm-hmm. and Toyota wants to have the driver continue to be engaged in driving the vehicle. Now, I do think the era of letting go of the steering wheel is right in front of us, and you and I will see that, and our grandchildren will question why we ever had to touch a steering wheel. But until that day comes, that day in the near future comes, things like Toyota Safety Sense and Ford's safety features really are beneficial to everybody who's on the road.
Now, you mentioned that some of those features, a suite of those features, I think, are standard on some Toyota models.
On the Toyota 2017s and above, the Toyota Safety Sense suite is included in every vehicle that's coming off the assembly line. It's a real commitment on the part of Toyota's corporate to go this direction, and they see the value. They know that lives will be saved, and I think all of the manufacturers are going to follow in suit.
I think you're probably right. Unlike some other consumer-related features where they'll start off on their high-end vehicles and then kind of work it down the system.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And speaking of high-end vehicles, Charlie, mm-hmm. We probably should talk a little bit about some of the high-end, low-end, medium vehicles that we have on the lot right now at Dungey's Family of Autos.
Well, Jason, tell me what's on the lot at Dungey's, please.
So let's start off talking a little bit about our Q-certified vehicles, Charlie.
That would be a great deal, because Q-certified vehicles, these are on used vehicles that have been gently loved by somebody first and are available now.
Exactly. We have a program called Q Certification on these pre-owned vehicles that extends the warranty for 5 years or 100,000 miles. And gives people a sense, an extra sense of protection when they're purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. Sometimes that's a person's preference. Sometimes it's an affordability issue. But either way, we like to have a pretty wide selection of pre-owned vehicles. And if they meet a certain criteria, they're within a certain age range, within 10 years of manufacture, mm-hmm. or under 100,000 miles, we give them what we call Q certification. The warranty covers all of the powertrain, and even more, gives drivers roadside assistance through the life of the Q certification.
And that's a free value-added feature from Dungis.
Exactly. We add that to each vehicle, complimentary. Now, here's something kind of exciting. I'm going to tip my hand maybe just a little bit early, but
You wouldn't do that.
We are going to add Q certification now to all of our new vehicles at Dungis Family of Autos. All of our Toyotas, all of our Fords will now come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty on every new vehicle that rolls off the lot. And again, this Q certification, one of the great benefits is that gives you up to 7 years of roadside assistance. Mm-hmm. That means, should you have a flat tire, should you accidentally lock your keys in your vehicle, perhaps with the baby in the car seat.
Oh, no.
It may have happened a time or two. One call and roadside assistance is on the way to help you out. And we are going to add this to every new vehicle that Dungis Family of Autos sells on a complimentary basis. It's really a way of, first of all, distinguishing ourselves from our competition.
Oh,
but
sure.
But really, we look at this as a way of trying to provide an extra layer of safety and protection for people who are purchasing vehicles from Dungis. We have such a loyal group of people who trade with us. Some of them second, third, fourth generation. Mm-hmm. That we're trying to do everything we can to ensure that we're giving back value to the customer.
And I think that also says something about it's not something the customer pays for, but it's certainly, you know, value when they buy that vehicle from Dungis, as opposed to, say, buying an identical Ford or Toyota product someplace else.
Exactly. So if you're in the market for either a new or used vehicle, talk to Dungis. Know that if you're purchasing a new vehicle or a Q-certified pre-owned vehicle, you're going to be covered for at least 100,000 miles, 5 years on the pre-owned vehicles, and 7 years on the new vehicles.
That's a great service.
Yeah. So, in addition to the Q-certification, Charlie, we have some fantastic manufacturers' incentives going on right now. We're into our second month of the Ford Summer Sales Event.
Mm-hmm. And that's been a big hit for Ford over the years.
Well,
I'm sure it really has.
Yeah. And the manufacturer, Ford, is really incenting customers with some fantastic deals. Between now and July 31st, for example, the Mustang, the Explorer, the Fusion, and the Escape all receive 72 months zero interest. Now, Charlie, 0% interest. Our friends at the Fed mm-hmm. are creeping it up.
Yep.
I've got a feeling that we are in the last few months of seeing 0% interest offered by the manufacturers.
I think that will be replaced at some point not too far down the line with maybe 0.9 or something like that.
0.9,
but not zero,
you know. 2.9, yeah. And it's going to start creeping up just like those old days.
Yeah.
But through the 31st, through Ford, we are able to offer to qualified consumers 0% for 72 and an extra $1,000 in trade assistance if they have a vehicle that they'd like to trade in. That is a fantastic deal on those vehicles.
It really is.
Now, in addition to that, the F-150s, 0 for 72, mm-hmm. 1,000 trade-in assist.
Wow.
I know.
That, well, yeah, whether you're using that truck for work or for family purposes, whatever, it's a great buy, and so many people are buying the F-Series trucks. Yeah.
You know, Charlie, the F-Series truck is still America's number one selling luxury vehicle.
It is.
Luxury vehicle, Charlie. I'm sure that if you've been in an F-150, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Especially if you slide into one of those Lariats. It's decorated nicer than my living room.
It's not that 49 F-150 that my grandfather had for a while, you know?
No, it definitely isn't. So, again, on the Ford side, we have Ford Fusion, 0 for 72 plus mm-hmm. 1,000 trade assist. We have the Ford Escape, 0 for 72 plus 1,000 trade assist. The Ford Explorer, 0 for 72 plus 1,000 trade assist. And I misspoke a little bit, the F-150, 0 for 60 plus 1,000 trade assist. And another vehicle that I think is definitely under-mentioned and something that is so fun to drive, the Ford Focus. Charlie, if you have a young person or if you're young at heart mm-hmm. and want to have a good time driving, the Ford Focus is a fantastic vehicle.
I have a cousin whose daughter just turned 16, and it was not a new Focus, but that was what he got her to have as her first car.
That is a perfect first car, and right now through Ford, we're able to offer 0 for 60 on the Ford Focus, or, and this to me probably one of the better manufacturer offers that's going on right now. We can offer $4,000 in cash off of the Ford Focus on top of our Dunge's discount.
Well, that is a great buy. $4,000 on top of whatever the discounted price is. That changes the whole word to really affordable.
It really does. I'll tell you what, the Focus, fantastic vehicle, and the incentives that Ford has to offer right now, both in terms of the APR and in terms of trade-in assist. Mm-hmm. You really can't beat them. This Ford Summer Sale is a great opportunity for people who are looking for a new vehicle. And then, like I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, on top of the fantastic price, the manufacturer's incentives, the low interest rate, going forward, we're going to be adding a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty on every new Ford and Toyota coming off our lot.
Well, that's a great deal. So let's say that you survived, obviously, your little mishap in the St. Louis area. You take it back to Dunge's Family of Autos. Joe makes it look, act, feel like just like a brand-new vehicle. But, you know, you say to yourself, the 17s are looking so great, and you want some of those safety features. You could take that Toyota, newly restored from Joe and the crew over there, and trade it in and get some extra deals.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people don't realize this. We do take trade-ins without or not trade-ins. We just buy vehicles outright.
Yes, you do.
So if you have a vehicle that you're ready to part with, if you have an extra vehicle that you're ready to say goodbye to, there's no obligation to purchase from us. We are always in the market for used vehicles, mm-hmm. and we will make you a top dollar offer on your vehicle.
And by the way, that's not just the Fords, Lincolns, and Toyota labels that you sell, right?
Exactly. We will look at everything from Brand X all the way to International Harvester.
There you go.
So you mentioned Joe in our collision shop. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be talking to Joe later today about bending my vehicle back into shape. And if you have, again, it's not just Fords, it's not just Toyotas and Lincolns. Our collision shop is
just aces when it comes to repairing any type of vehicle. And we work with every insurance company out there. So if you do have a mishap like I had, or unexpectedly meet a deer, please give us a call at Dunge's Family of Autos.
They are a platinum certified ICAR collision center, and they can get it run not only back to factory specs, but get it exactly the way you want it.
Not to mention, they're just all around good people.
You think?
I think so.
Home of the 995 oil change, Dunge's Family of Autos, and let's start off on the service drive. How late are we open tonight?
Service drive is open till 6 tonight, and we're eager to see your vehicle, home of the 995. Again, if you have any type of vehicle and your oil light change me is on, come in and see us. We'll change out your oil for $9.95. Any type of service, any vehicle, either at Dunge's Toyota or Dunge's Ford, certified mechanics who can help you with any problem that you have.
Diesel is higher. That's our program this morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.